Maseches Maaseros, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah continues to discuss the definition of Gmar Malacha with respect to various types of foods. Here we have dried fruits. Hapered, Vatsimokin, Vacharuvin. A pered is dried pomegranate. I mean, it literally means a piece broken off, a pered, but it means broken off pieces of pomegranate that were left out to dry. Tsimokin are raisins, Charuvin are carobs. Mishyamid arema. Once you've piled them up in a pile, that will be the Gmar Malacha. At that point, Achilas Rai becomes forbidden. Habitsalim, when it comes to onions, Mishyifakel. Once you essentially remove all the parts of the onion that you're not planning on bringing to market, so you'd cut off essentially the roots, the base, the dirt, you'd shake off, etc. Vimeno mefakel, if you're not planning on knocking that stuff off, then Mishyamid arema. Once you piled it up in a pile, that's the Gmar Malacha. Hatavua. When it comes to grain, mishimareach, when you smooth the pile, that is after you've already threshed it, wintered it, gotten all the little grains together, put them in a big mound, then use like the pitchfork and smooth off the edges, that's meruach, that's the last step in the process of processing grain, and that's the Gmar Malacha. If you're not planning on doing that, so then ad sheyamid arema, once you've put it as a big pile that wasn't smoothed, that will be the final step in the process, and that can be considered Gmar Malacha. Hakitnios, when it comes to legumes, you know, beans and peas, etc. Mishiyichbor, once you sift them, a kavara is a sifter. Yichbor is sifting them, meaning since you're plucking out like the beans from the ground with the dirt on them, so then you have to sort of sift the dirt out of the mix. So that is the Gmar Malacha. Vimeino yichbor, kover, if you're not planning on sifting them, then ad shimareach, when you've smoothed out the pile of beans, that will be the last step in the kitnias process. Now, afalpi shemeruach, even though you've smoothed the pile of whatever it is, let's say the wheat, notel min haketuim, kutaim, excuse me, you can take from the, a katua is like a amputee, or a keta is like an excerpt. So here, kutaim means the bits of wheat that were left behind in the chaff, still inside the ears of the grain. And min hatzdadim, or from the side of the pile, mimasha basocha tevin, or the stuff which got mixed up with the straw when you were doing the winnowing, all those cases of ochel, they still could be eaten awry. What does that mean? Let me just explain this. This is important. Until one finishes processing his food, gemar malacha, eating any of the food is permissible if one's doing echilas awry. Now, that's even true if, let's say, you're going to be making five piles of wheat and you're halfway through. So you've done, say, three of the piles so far. So even though you've done three of the piles, but you have two still to go, you haven't reached Gmar Malacha. And that being the case, you could still eat from the wheat. Even the wheat in the piles you could take from. And that would be okay because Gmar Malacha hasn't happened yet. You could take from those and eat them awry. So it's only the whole crop being finished, being processed, that's when the whole crop becomes restricted in casual consumption prior to tithing. But even after you've finished processing the whole crop, and now the foodstuffs are restricted from consumption until after tithing, that only applies to the crop that's been processed and that's in the main pile. But if something missed the processing, and that's the case of our mission here, so the little bits and pieces that were left on the side or didn't make it into the threshing floor or out of the threshing floor properly, those still could be eaten even after Meruach, after Gmar Malacha, you still could eat those bits and pieces awry. And that's exactly what the mission says over here.